Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I welcome all of you. And we are greeting also from this place our brothers and sisters who are joining us online. I received already emails that they were very much blessed by the sermon last night, and we are grateful to God for the Word of God and for the moving of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Also, we would like to sing praising songs to our Lord together. To start with song number one from these little booklets, let us sing, I will sing of my Redeemer, number one. Also sing number 27. Is it true that Jesus died for me? Number 27. At the cross. It is true.
Amen.
thank you. Is it true that Jesus died for me and forgave me all my sin, that the Son of God died on the cross? Oh, wonderful love. This is the text in the German language. Yes, this is true. It happened for you and for me. And therefore, we may glorify His name forevermore. And we are grateful to God also this morning that we again may sit at the sound, under the sound of His word, receiving what the Lord prepared for us, what is good for our salvation, and what brings us closer to Him and closer to one another. Let us read now a word for introduction. And I ask that Brother Forestieri comes to the front, and Brother Lucas Davi, that he translates him, that he prays with us. And also Brother Gilbert, that he comes to the front while we read the Word of God. Brother Forestieri, please come, and Brother Gilbert. We open Colossians chapter 1. We read from verse 19. I ask that we stand up for it. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 19. And our brothers are coming, please, to the front to pray with us. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things on earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Up to here, this word. Please come, brothers, and thank the Lord. Please, come now. Just thanking. Wonderful Father, we thank you. Thy word is wonderful. Thy spirit is marvelous. And we are grateful to be here in your presence, to give you the thanks from the bottom of our hearts. Our life is yours. Your people are yours. We thank you with all our hearts, because also today you will bless our hearts, because we are depending on you, and we want to walk forward together with you, to abide on your way. Your blood was shed, and your spirit leads us into all the truth. Please bless your word, and bless your servant who brings your word, and all our hearts who are gathered here, and also those who are joining us online. all those whom you are calling out to feed at your table. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, great God, also this morning we thank you with all our hearts. We are in expectation, Lord, that you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, you will speak to us. That the redeemed hearts are touched and moved based upon what you have done on the cross of Calvary through thy Son, Jesus Christ. We are reconciled. We thank you for the forgiveness. We have nothing to bring, but you saved us. We thank you for the fullness of your grace. And we thank you that you not only opened our eyes, but also our hearts to hear your present truth. We thank you for what you are doing in our time. Thank you that you included us into your plan. Thank you that you have given ministries in the plan of salvation. And these ministries are edifying us by your grace. We thank you for it. This morning, give us the obedience of faith. And those who have not yet made the decision for you, that they make it today. That also this morning the lost ones are saved and the sick are healed. And that the captives are set free. You are the same and you will not change. May your word go forth this morning as last night. Prepare our hearts that we can stand unblameable without spot and wrinkle before you. And we thank you that we can be gathered here in your name, as the scripture says. Bless your servant. That your servant can bring your word in clarity with all thy power. You have called us this weekend to come here so that we come into connection with you. We thank you for the possibilities to be able to be here this morning, to hear your word, that we are part of your plan. We thank you that you have chosen us before the foundation of the world. And you gathered us here from all over the world, from near and far. Because this is your work here for your bride in our time. Let us be in preparation and expectation for what you are doing today. And so that the Holy Spirit takes everything away what is not from you. To you be the praise and the honor and the glory. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we prayed. Amen. We sing Only Believe, and I ask that the parents are coming to the front with their children. Our Heavenly Father, we are coming once again to you to dedicate this child to you. You have given to my brother and to my sister a healthy child. And this, that what you have given, we consecrate it to you. Bless, Lord, this child. May this child be raised in the fear of God. Bless the parents. Give them in all things the wisdom and everything what they need for this child. We consecrate it to you for time and for eternity. And this we are doing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Dieu avec vous. Amen. Amen.
Singen wir noch Ehre sei dem. Noch ein.
Another child.
You're wonderful. Encore, oui, pas de problème. Yes. Yes. Amen.
O Seigneur notre Dieu.
O Herr unser Gott.
O Lord our God. We are so grateful that you blessed this family. And we thank you once again that we may present this child to you. May you bless it. May a mighty blessing rest on this child. You are the same still today. And you are the one who blesses the children. You received them and you blessed them. And we thank you with all our hearts. And therefore we consecrate unto you this child. And we thank you that you bless it and that it is raised in the fear of God. Bless this couple which believes. Give them wisdom to raise it in the fear of thy name. And we ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, based upon what happened on the cross of Calvary. Glory be to the Lamb. You may be seated. Today we will also ask our beloved brother from Finland to once again pray with us. all the other languages, we have them somehow, we can understand them somehow. But Swami, it would be nice if you would like to thank the Lord in this language, if possible. Be welcome. Feel at home. To me, just comes the thought, brothers and sisters, as then the disciples experienced and witnessed everything, the ministry of our Lord, his suffering, his dying, they walked the way with him via Gethsemane up to the Calvary. 40 days after his resurrection, they were with him. And in this time, he spoke with them about everything concerning the kingdom of God. And he opened unto them the understanding for the scripture. And my question, and also my answer is, did not the Lord also done the same with us in this time? Hasn't he introduced us into everything for what he ordained for this time? Did we not walk with him? All what he promised us, didn't he reveal it to us? And we followed him. And we will follow him until we come from believing unto seeing. You shall just know that the Lord has a blood-bought flock on this earth now. And it can be only those who follow him, who believe him, who got his will and word revealed, who are joined with what God is doing right now on the earth. And this is the wonderful exception with the elect at all times. It was always like this, that they could believe what was preached to them from the scripture. And also we believe what was preached unto us from the Holy Scripture. Then we have a large number of prayer requests. Here one is added for a child which is lying in hospital. Also here a large number of prayer requests which we will bring to the Lord. Then we have greetings from Port Elizabeth, from Kinshasa, from Nairobi, from the Ukraine, from Brother Gilsong. Then greetings from Rwanda, greetings from Brother Manasseh, greetings from a sister Kunde, greetings from Joshua and Caleb, greetings from a brother from Hungary, greetings from Brother Roos from Johannesburg. All who are joined with us in the Lord, they are sending greetings, they are listening online. And if you think about New Zealand, is 10 hours ahead of us. North America is 6 or 7 hours behind us. And all are getting up early, or they don't go to bed, to just listen together with us, to be joined with us. Then yesterday, brothers were reminding me, especially Brother Erwin Pacheco, who was, of course, together with me in Venezuela and also in Lima, Peru. It's just wonderful what God is doing right now, so that the last ones are called out and that are coming to the knowledge of the truth. Also this time, we mainly gathered the addresses of the ministering brethren so that they receive all the circular letters and literature in the Spanish language, so that there is not only one brother in a country, but several brothers who carry the word and who pass it on. God, of course, blessed. It were around 600, 700 people who were coming together to hear the word. And we are always grateful that we have still the possibility to travel and to carry the word. And then, of course, especially in Cuba, when the president of the Free Baptist Church, he said, "Brother Frank, we receive you as a man sent from God, and we receive the message which you preached unto us." Even the offer was given so that everything can be printed there in the Spanish language, in their printing shop. God is really taking care in all people's tongues and nations that His word is running. And we have the guarantee in Isaiah 55 that His word will not return void, but it will accomplish for what He sent it for. And the great surprise was, of course, in Toronto and in Montreal. Just very powerful. I had to take a flight from Havana to Toronto. Otherwise, I could not have come back. And this flight was leading me via Toronto. And when the brothers in Canada heard that I fly via Toronto, then they said, "Please, one more meeting." And then also the second meeting. And God has given wonderful grace. In Toronto, we had about 300 people. A brother was counting 282. And we are just grateful, and again grateful. In Montreal, there were at least 400 or more. And here are brothers who were there, who experienced it, who are grateful for what God is doing right now. They're grateful, and that they are having part in it. All together, on my last missionary trip, there were exactly 42 flight hours, not counting all the other things, just sitting in the plane, and then to Venezuela, to Lima, Peru, to Havana, to Toronto, to Montreal, and back, exactly 42 hours flight time. But it was worthwhile. We are grateful that, as Paul, we don't have to travel with an old ship 6 months traveling and then even suffering shipwreck. No. We can really travel from country to country, flying. And this really reminds me in this moment to that what Brother Branham has seen in June 55 in Zurich, that the German eagle flies through all of Africa. God really, not so, brothers, God really took care for everything. Not traveling via train or via ship or by foot. No, from country to country, from city to city. And God willing, the coming weekend, on Saturday, we will be in the city of Brussels, and on Sunday in Paris. And the weekend following, together with Brother Momcilo Petrovic, we will be in Belgrade, in Novi Sad, in Banská Blanka, in the former Yugoslavia, from Serbia, from Croatia, from this region, the brothers will come together to hear the word of the Lord. And then we will see on, God willing, in May, to Japan and to China, to Mongolia, as far as God gives grace, I'm available for him to carry the precious, holy word of God. And all who were chosen before the foundation of the world, they will hearken to that what the Spirit is saying now unto the churches. And they will understand everything the right way, because the Lord opened unto us the understanding for the Scripture by His grace. And there are Scriptures which make me thankful today, making me thankful for that the Lord has given us the direct connection to His supernatural moving in our time. And as already mentioned, what would we have today of it if we would only speak about what the Lord has done then? Even as Paul has written in 1 Corinthians 15, that the Lord appeared to more than 500 brothers at once. Or when we read in Luke 24, and this is actually a place which I would like to read today, showing it today. But before we do that, not just briefly, coming back to John 6, yesterday we were reading from John 6, and there are just verses which have a great impact, which one really has to mention again. Here it says in John 6, verse 62, John 6, verse 62,
wie nun wird es sein,
what, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where He was before. You know what I'm going to emphasize. Here it's not written Son of David. Here it's not written Son of God. Here it's not written Son of Abraham. Here it's written Son of Man. How often we heard it of Brother Branham, that the Lord revealed Himself in the Old Testament as Son of Man, coming to Abraham in company with two angels, having His feet washed, eating and drinking with Him as an ordinary human being. And whoever comes to Israel,
nach der Bezeichnung Menschensohn fragt,
and whoever asks a Jew, like our brother Zwicker, about the term Son of Man, he receives the answer, if somebody means to be something special amongst the Jews, then the man says, with whom he speaks, he says freely, don't boast, you are also just a son of man. With this it is said, you are nothing special, you are just like I am. And here we see it, in all of the Old Testament, the Lord revealed himself in the shape of a man, whether he came with bread and wine after the conquering of the kings and celebrating the Lord's Supper with Abraham. And alone in the prophet Ezekiel, it's written about 78 times the term Son of Man. And also the term Son of Man is written 78 times in the New Testament. Alone in the Gospel of Matthew, about 50 times. And I tell you, everything what was said and what was written down has its place in connection with the plan of salvation of our God. For instance, it's written, from now on, you will see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Son of Man, please, don't change it. Never exchange it. And from Romans chapter 1 up to Jude, the last verse, the term Son of Man is not written a single time. Only Son of God. Only Son of God. Son of God in connection with the church, in connection with the New Testament church, purchased by the blood of the Lamb. And then we see him as the Son of God in the Bible prophecy, Son of Man, as the heir of the whole world, son of Abraham, son of David, everything in a biblical order. What really touched me here also, and what made me thankful, that everything is based upon the revelation. In chapter 7, in the Gospel of John, chapter 7, it's written in verse 5, John 7, verse 5, for neither did his brethren believe in him. So much Son of Man, no difference, eating, drinking, sleeping, not even his brothers believed in him. So much more grateful we are, I am, that in the book of Acts, in chapter 1, in verse 15, it's written that his brothers were also in the upper room and they experienced the filling and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Automatically, nothing comes. And what does our Lord say? Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? All who are doing the will of my heavenly Father, these are my brothers, these are my sisters and my mother. Everything placed in a wonderful order in the Holy Scripture. Then coming back to Luke 24, powerful, very mighty. If one reads here and sees what has taken place, how the Lord revealed himself, how he started, verse 25, Luke 24, verse 25, then he said unto them, oh, fools, and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And then he lines out, everything had to take place, his suffering, his dying, his resurrection. And then in verse 29, but they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. What is our request? Lord, abide with us. The day of grace is far spent. The evening time is here. The midnight hour breaks forth. Abide with us. Speak with us about your word. Open our understanding. Tell us now what it's all about. In verse 32, and they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened to us the scriptures, did your heart burn? Did my heart burn when the Lord spoke with us about his word, about that concerning the whole plan of salvation? This is very important, brothers and sisters, that we not only hear with our understanding and with our mind, but that we believe with all our hearts, until our hearts begin to burn, until we can jubilate and rejoice that God has given us grace in this time. Not only to read the scriptures, but to get it revealed. And then in verse 44, once again in the summary, and he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then verse 45. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Therefore, there's no discussion necessary amongst us. There's not a single subject about which we must discuss here. There where is revelation, there is no discussion. And there where is discussion, there's not yet revelation. And we need the fear of God, because the fear of God is the beginning of the divine wisdom which is given to us. But brothers and sisters, in Luke 24, we must look at the end to know what is important for the Lord today. We read from verse 47 in Luke 24, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with the power from on high. This was the summary, the highlight of all what our Lord read from the law of Moses, of the prophets, of the Psalms, of all what he said to the disciples. And then the climax, the highlight. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with the power from on high. With us, the Lord spoke in this time. And we believe with all our hearts, as it was then, that also now, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit will take place. As then the former rain fell, so now the latter rain will fall. And the completion of the bride church will take place. God has taken care for everything. And please take it to heart. It was not only the revelation of what happened then, but the announcement of the promise, abide in Jerusalem until ye are endued with the power from on high. Oh, how our heart is longing for the enduing with the power from on high. And we can say with all our hearts, Beloved Lord, we thank you that you have spoken to us from heaven and that you time and again revealed your word from your throne. But you have placed a deep longing into our hearts, a deep desire and longing. Please satisfy this longing. Come unto us again as you did then. Pour out thy Holy Spirit upon all who received the teaching. That's how it was at the beginning. That's how it was then. All who received the teaching, they were gathered and they experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And whoever reads in Acts 2, there 16 or 17 different nationalities were gathered. Not only Jews, Persians, Asians, and who they were. Why do we come from all peoples, tongues, and nations together? Why? Why does the Lord speak to us about everything what he promised in his word? And he opens our understanding for the scripture, and he strengthens us in the faith, so that we know what we are to expect. God promised it. We are of course not asking for things which we are imagining, but we are asking for that what the Lord promised to us by his grace. Now, in reference to last night, brothers and sisters, let me read from Job 33. to show us again from the Holy, from the Old Testament, how the man of God, and especially Job, who had to go through many trials, who could cry out, "I know that my Redeemer liveth," and that he, that as the last, at the end of days, he will be on the earth. This was in chapter 19. But here, in chapter 33, Job 33, from verse 23, if there be a messenger with him, a mediator, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, then he is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found an atonement. I have found an atonement, a ransom. Verse 24, once again. Then he is gracious unto him and says, deliver him. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we are delivered from all bondages. The children of God experienced the deliverance by his grace. Then we read verse 25. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Yes, in the resurrection, we will be transferred into our youth, in the days of our youth. Then verse 26, he shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. Amen. And he will be favorable unto him. And he shall see his face with joy, for he will restore unto man his righteousness. Everything has taken place by the cross of Calvary, by the finished work of redemption, by the atonement, and by the blood. Then, verse 28. He has redeemed my soul from going down to the pit, and my life shall see the light. This we all experienced by his grace. Let us go to Psalms 47. Psalms 47. Here the Lord God spoke through the prophets in the Old Testament. Psalms 47, verse 5. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. On the cross of Calvary, our Lord cried out, "It is finished." All our sin, all our guilt, all the disobedience, everything he has taken upon himself. And then the resurrection and the ascension is already described in the Old Testament, foretold. God is gone up with a shout as the victor of Calvary. And whoever reads Revelation 5 will find both, namely the lion from the tribe of Judah and the Lamb of God. As the Lamb of God, he died. As the lion of the tribe of Judah, he overcame. And everything will be subdued unto him. He is God, as written here. God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. He will return in like manner, just as he ascended up into heaven. Then we have the wonderful word, two verses from Psalms 68. Two verses from Psalms 68. Firstly, verse 11.
Der Siegesbotinnen wird eine große Schar sein.
The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it.
Siegesruf erschallen.
The Lord gave. It is totally different in German. He is the victor of Calvary. He's waiting until all the enemies are laid unto his footstool. Then verse 19.
Du bist zur Höhe.
Verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast given gifts to men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed is he who does not rebel. Blessed is he who can believe. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. All the Old Testament believers, they were waiting for that day. Matthew 27. Here it is said to us, Matthew 27, especially from verse 50, what happened then when our Lord was crucified? Matthew 27, verse 50, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now, when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly saying, truly, this was the Son of God. It's just about that all the Old Testament saints, they were waiting for it, waiting that the resurrection would come. And there was only one, and there is only one, who could say, I am the resurrection and the life. Behold, I was dead, and I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and of hell. Then we have in Ephesians chapter 4 the description of that, what happened then. Ephesians chapter 4, actually, the epistle of Ephesians dealt with all the subject, redemption, election, everything what goes with it. Let us read firstly Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Ephesians 4, verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all the universe. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. We don't have to mourn any longer. And by faith, we want to stand upon the victory ground of Calvary. The Lord redeemed us. And as we read in the word of introduction, he showed already his church beforehand, in advance, unblameable, unreprovable. Yes, who shall lay any charge to the elect of God? He cannot be right in his mind. The elect of God are once for all justified, pardoned, sanctified in the word of truth. And they are available for the Lord. But here it continues. In Ephesians 4, after the victor of Calvary was shown, he who ascended is the same who also descended. And then he gave gifts unto men. And in verse 11, we are told of the ministries. And he himself gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Not only descending and ascending as the victor, but by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit putting his body together as his church, 1 Corinthians 5. By one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, and into this one body of the Lord, in which he is the head, there are the many, the various ministries were placed. And we believe in the full restoration, as we mentioned, in the full restoration, there is not only teaching and revelation, but there's a practical restoration in the New Testament church, that really, at the end, everything will be as it was at the beginning. In Ephesians chapter 3, we read from verse 2, Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 2, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, of the stewardship of the grace of God, which is given me toward you, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Can we not write the same today? Can we not read the same today? And can we not preach the same today? Everything what we heard in this time, connected with the last message, was of course hidden to the nations, to the peoples. We think on all the Bible schools, on all the seminars, all are having their creed, all are having their own teachings, but God, that what he ordained before the foundation of the world for this time, that he revealed unto us. And by this we recognize that we found grace in the sight of God. And as we mention it time and again, of that what happened 2,000 years ago, all can speak about it. But of that, what God is doing in our time, who can speak about it? Only those who received access to it by grace, whom the Lord revealed himself personally. And let us say this also once again, brothers and sisters. As the Lord then gathered his own around him and spoke with them about the kingdom of God, not about politics, not about religion, about the kingdom of God he spoke. So the Lord did it in our time. And we got the direct connection to it. This is only grace. Just think of it. 80 years. It will be in June. When the Lord spoke, when the Lord said that the message would forerun the second coming of Christ. 50 years since the opening of the seals. And what happened since then in the message circles? What was misunderstood, misinterpreted? And then we, in the name of the Lord, we dare to say that we didn't misunderstand anything. Also the statement which Brother Branham made here, which gives now very special difficulties. On the 17th of March, 63, he preached. And whoever reads only three places in the same sermon doesn't have to ask any man anymore. But then he asked the answer directly. Brother Branham, when he speaks about Revelation 10, then he says here, in this sermon, he says, on page 66, now he comes directly to the Jews, because the church is already finished. In reference to Revelation 10, when he, as the angel of the covenant, with a rainbow over his head, with an open book, when he comes down as the original owner, putting his feet upon sea and land, then he shall roar as a lion, and the seven thunders will utter their voices. And we leave it up to God. And when the moment will be here, then happens what God said in His Word. One just has to read properly, leaving aside all own opinions. One more quote. Only when he opened the, after he opened the seals, and after the mystery is revealed, then the angel comes, the messenger, with a rainbow over his head comes down. Christ. And he puts one foot upon land, and the other foot he puts upon the sea. And then the people remain standing at the next quote. The seventh angel is on earth at the time of this coming, and they don't distinguish that the seventh trumpet angel is not the seventh church age angel, and that the seventh church angel is not the seventh trumpet angel. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, the grace which God has given us, firstly, to have the respect, the absolute respect before the Word of God. And whoever thinks, to take that, what Brother Branham said, as the absolute, to him must be said, the absolute of God remains forevermore, the Word of God, which remains forever. And it's not difficult for us at all to place what was said. One more quote here, especially for the brothers who have difficulties. I read in this sermon, page 69, after the time of his return, after the time of his return, in which all mysteries are opened and revealed, and about the seven seals are opened, then he comes in chapter 10 down. Then he comes down in chapter 10 to announce that time will be no more. After the rapture, I was reading it up yesterday. Joseph left all behind in the palace when he revealed himself to his brothers. And when the Lord reveals himself to the elect of Israel, then the bride is at the marriage supper. And he reveals himself to his brothers. Everything is placed biblically. It's really clear. Inasmuch if it is revealed to us by God, everything what we need to know is also in Hebrews. Here we read from chapter 3, Hebrews chapter 3. Here it's written, Hebrews chapter 3, from verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, in departing from the living God. Here we have the warning, the admonition. Faith is a gift of God. Faith is a revelation. Faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing the word. Let there be in no one of us who we are gathered here, let there be in no one of us any unbelief. God's word is trustworthy. God spoke, and everything what he promised, it will take place. And actually, we don't have to place anything at all. God, by grace, he placed everything already. But as it is with the prophetic word of the Old Testament, and we read it from Psalms 68 and Psalms 22, Psalm 16, we can take and read all these words, thanking God that then they are placed in the New Testament. The prophets had not the task to place. Here it's one verse, here are standing two verses, and again something, but in the New Testament, all these 845 places from the Old Testament, which could not yet be placed, but only by the fulfillment, they could be placed, and they were placed, whether in the four Gospels, whether in the book of Acts, whether in the epistles, everything was placed. And so it is also happening now. with that, what Paul said, what Peter said. Paul, for instance, he said, we shall not all fall asleep, but we all shall be changed. Our Lord, at the end of Mark 16, he said, many of them who are standing here will not see death until they see the coming of the kingdom of God with power. I could read you many scriptures which were all placed biblically, which had to be placed biblically. The same it is with all what Brother Branham said. It must be placed biblically. And then we have a heavenly harmony. And I think, I don't say this now for my sake, this I say in general. Right from 1955, when I heard this man of God for the first time, and when I witnessed, I knew this is a man sent from God. And also all the other times when I was together with him in meetings or also privately, it was always my desire to know from God what's it all about. Never to glorify a man, but that what God has given to us by his ministry, to receive it and to place it biblically. Before there was anyone in the USA who was thinking to publish the sermons of Brother Branham, we had already published and translated many of them. Just recently I got the news that even in the Romanian language, 142 sermons of Brother Branham are available. Most surely we have more than 200. And we don't have to interpret anything. We don't have to add anything. And as long as the quotations are not taken out of context, there was no problem at all. And if every sermon would have been left in the way as it was preached, then everything would be wonderful. But there were specialists who focused on this or that subject, and they caused much havoc and unrest and brought wrong teachings. What did we write in the last circular letter? I don't know whether I should mention the name, but one brother, in all the church, he was reading in the church my circular letter, and then he asked the question, why did this happen to the foolish virgins? Why could it happen at all? That on one hand, they were called out. They have heard the last message. They took their lamps. They trimmed their lamps. They went out to meet the bridegroom. And then, at the end, they could not enter into the marriage supper. Our brother is listening now. And then all in the church, they wept bitterly. They were praying. They were supplicating. Lord, Lord, have mercy on us. Let us be part of the wise virgins who are not beguiled, but who are abiding in the word of God. And as Paul expressed it, to present Christ, a chaste virgin, excuse me, and I dare to say but that by the true preaching, by the true preaching, which is not added any interpretation, there the preparation of the bride church takes place. There the preparation of the five wise virgins takes place. And we abide in the Word of God, and by it in the will of God. We don't leave the Word for one moment. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word remains forever. And the brother, he emphasized the wise believe also the promise that the pure food is presented on the table of the Lord, that there's no mixing, that there's no interpretation presented on the table of the Lord. But as our Lord said, the man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. Please, brothers and sisters, tell me, what does the word of God mean to you? Tell me, what does it really mean to you in your deep insight? Do our hearts burn? Is your heart burning? Did we recognize the election, that we abided in the Word? If ye abide in my Word, and I abide in you, and only he who abides in the Word can abide in him. He is the Word made flesh, and heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word not. Let us summarize what's it all about at this weekend, which reminded us on Good Friday, on Easter, on the ascension of our beloved Lord. Everything happened. Everything what God could do, he did. Fully redeemed. Our chastisement, our punishment, everything was laid upon him so that we would have peace, and by his stripes we were healed. Say amen. By his stripes we were healed. And concerning the resurrection, also this, we said many times, his resurrection is the guarantee for our resurrection. The changing of his body is the guarantee for the changing of our body. His ascension is the guarantee for our ascension. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again to take you unto myself. May all who have an ear to hear, may they hearken to that what the Spirit is saying to the churches now, receiving it, believing it, and getting it revealed. May the meetings at this weekend, may they bring forth fruit for eternity, so that we have an inner agreement to every word of God. As we were reading, by one man death came, and likewise by one man came the resurrection. We are expecting the return of our Lord in our time. And of course, we didn't go here into all the other things. Actually, at this weekend, at this weekend, I didn't want to go into anything else, but just that we focus and deepen ourselves into that what happened for us. Everything else we leave to the Lord. Everything else is taking its course. Now, listen closely now. Everything is taking its course without us. But the calling out, the preparation, the completion is taking place with us. With us. What happens in Rome, what happens in Jerusalem, what happens somewhere on the earth, this is happening without us. But with us is happening the calling out, the preparation, the revelation of the word and of the will of God. And therefore we are grateful that the Lord has called us out from all peoples, tongues and nations, gathering us, that we can hear His word, believing it, getting it revealed, placing everything biblically, and letting ourselves be placed biblically. Also, this is very important. No own way anymore. No own will anymore. Have thine own way, O Lord. And if Paul writes, I am crucified with Christ, now I live no longer, but Christ lives in me. What happened before the crucifixion? The supplication, the praying in Gethsemane, not my will, but thy will be done. To a true conversion must belong the supplication, the praying, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Not my will be done, but thy will be done. Here I am, take me, I am laying myself onto thy altar. And then we can agree with Romans 6 that we were crucified with Christ, that we were buried with him in baptism. And if we have brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized, also today it's a good opportunity to do so. We are just grateful for everything, for the word, for the teaching, and for the Spirit of God, who is also today mightily at work. Really, He is mightily at work. Did we understand it? The teaching happened before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Nothing was left what had to be cleared still. Every scripture was answered. They could be gathered in the upper room and they could be endued with the power from on high. So also the Lord in our time, all of His holy word, He revealed it. He has taken us into the Holy of Holies. And He led us directly into His will. Thy will be done. Thy will be done with Thy church up to the completion. When we then come from believing unto seeing, to Him, the only God, besides whom there is no other, Elohim, Yahweh, to Him, the only God, be the glory and the praise for His precious and holy word, for everything what He told us, and that we can really believe with all our hearts, and that we got it revealed. Can you receive it? Can you receive it? That we in this time, not that we decided it, no, because God decided it that way. Can you believe that we are part of the elect? We are not judging others, but we are rejoicing that we found grace in the sight of God. And our Lord, of course, said it, many are called, but few are chosen. And the chosen ones from every church age, they are the overcomers who have overcome all things. Who have overcome all things and who then receive the mightiest promise. It's written, of course, at the end of Revelation 3, he that overcometh shall sit with me on my throne. He will sit with me on my throne. Just imagine. He who has left the throne, he who came to us, who took all the reproach, your reproach, my guilt, my sin, your sin, all he took upon himself. And then he that overcometh shall sit with me on my throne. Blessed and praised be the Lord our God for the grace which he has given to us. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. I don't know whether the choir has a fitting song, an invitation song, which the choir could sing. Let us firstly ask whether we have some in our midst who would like to be baptized. Then please raise your hand. Do we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6? Yes. After the service, the baptism can take place. We are also grateful for that to our Lord God, that we have accommodation, although it's like for masses only, but we are happy for those who are happy. We are grateful to our Lord. We will see whether the choir has a fitting song. I don't see any movement. Shall we hear a song in the Spanish language or in the Russian language? We are here, gathered internationally in the presence of the Lord. And you who speak other languages, let me thank you with all my heart that you are listening patiently, and we thank God for all our brothers who are translating. It's not easy. But now we want to bow our heads and want to sing Just As I Am.
Thank you.
perhaps it would be good if all who would like to be baptized, if they would come to the front. Whoever has the desire that we pray with you, whether you are going to be baptized or whether you have just a special request on your heart, which we can bring together to the Lord, this day must be a special day. There is no other way. Please come to the front. Come to the front. We believe, we pray, and the Lord confirms His precious and holy word. I hope that you understand our language. Perhaps you can translate. You know what is connected with the baptism. All who died with Christ by baptism, they are buried with Him. That's how it is written in Romans chapter 6. Only those who died, only those can be buried. The living ones, one cannot bury. And therefore, we will pray together and we will believe that you receive it. Your own will, your own wishes, everything what is not in agreement with God and His Word, that you just died and that you made a covenant of a good conscience with God, that this day is a special day for all of your lives. May the Lord God bless you. May He be with you. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we bring you all our brothers and sisters who will be baptized today, who made a covenant of a good conscience with you. They believe that the blood of the new covenant was shed for them. They believe that their sin and guilt was forgiven by the blood of the Lamb of God on the cross of Calvary. Our Lord, He cried out, "It is finished." The redemption is a divine fact. Receive it. Accept it. Accept what God has given you in Christ Jesus our Lord. Dear Lord, we bring you also all in our midst and worldwide. We bring you all with their problems, with their prayer requests, with their sicknesses. We bring you all and we ask you, confirm thy word by mighty signs and wonders. Heal what is sick, save what is lost, and set free what is captive. And bless your blood-bought flock with every blessing which you gave us in Christ Jesus our Lord. bless our brothers, bless our sisters who are going to be baptized today, and be with them in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are waiting one moment. Please take greetings with you. Take everywhere greetings in all peoples, tongues, and nations. And once again, we greet from this place all our brothers in all countries of the world, from the rising of the sun unto its setting. And we believe, really we believe, out of conviction that we are now living at the end of the time of grace, and that the last call goes forth, and that the last ones are hearing this call of the divine message, believing it. And in closing, let me quote Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? This verse is written at the beginning of the most important chapter in all of the Old Testament, which shows our Lord on the way to Calvary, who took all our sins, all our infirmities, everything he took upon himself. And the question in verse 1 is, who has believed our preaching? Who has believed the preaching of the cross, of the crucified one, of the forgiveness, of the grace, of the redemption and reconciliation? Who has believed our biblical preaching? Say amen. Amen. And so the second part comes to fulfillment. The question is, and to whom was the arm of the Lord revealed? And there we have the answer. All who believe the message, to them the arm of the Lord was revealed.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! God does not make empty words. God stands to his word. Believe, accept, and the blessing of the Almighty God will come and rest upon all of us. We ask Brother Schmidt that he prays with us. Great God, we are looking up to you and we say thanks from the bottom of our hearts that your grace is still at work today, that your word does not return void, but it falls as the precious seed into our hearts. O God, give each one grace,
and
give each one grace now to stand before you with a good conscience and to live. Lord, give grace that this testimony of baptism that it is read by every man. Please bless from the riches of your grace. As it was prayed already, bless all.
Amen.
All who are in Oh, all who have a fellowship with you. Let us sing Thou art worthy. Love the Lord, say Amen. All who love His word, say Amen. All who got it revealed, say Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And now we raise our hands again and sing, I love Him, I love Him. And all the people say, Amen. Also today, more than 1,000 were connected who have heard with us and who have seen together with us. The Lord God, may He bless on all continents. May He bless from the rising of the sun unto its setting. May He bless the word which we received and kept in a good heart. And may He be with you. May He be with all of us until the next time. Let us sing praise, honor, and glory. Now we will pray for Brother Helmut Miskis. Tomorrow he flies to South America. That the Lord may bless him in both countries from the riches of His grace, and that He makes him a blessing there. Lord, Almighty God, we consecrate unto You our beloved brother. Bless him and make him a blessing. Lay Your words into his mouth. We consecrate him unto You And we thank you that you are, that you will be together with our brother. And you will bless all them who hear your word from his mouth. Blessed and praised be the Lord our God. Be blessed, dear brother Helmut Miskis, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us sing, "This is the day." And all the people say, "Hallelujah." And all the people say, "Amen." And all the people say, "Maranatha." Hallelujah. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Until the next time. And all who are staying overnight here in the mission center, we ask them to register in future so that we can place the rooms properly. Each one is shaking hands with each one and wishing one another God's blessing. And we go right straight to the baptism. Thank you.